From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, June 19th. Today is Juneteenth, commemorating the emancipation of slaves after the Civil War. A House Judiciary Subcommittee in Washington will hear testimony today about reparations as a growing number of Democrats are discussing what the U.S. might owe the descendants of slaves. Top Republicans, like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are opposed.
I don't think reparations for something that happened 150 years ago, for whom none of us currently living are responsible, is a good idea.
The concept of reparations is far from widely accepted, both among Democrats and the public. Several days of wet weather is producing a large number of landslides. PennDOT says it's dealing with 95 of them around District 11 in Allegheny, Beaver, and Lawrence counties. An example popped up overnight in Beaver County, closing a road in Midland. Here's KDKA-TV's Lisa Washington.
Fairview Road, it's also known as Route 168. It is closed between Wood Lane Avenue and Midland Heights Circle because of that landslide that was reported around 2:30 this morning. I can tell you that PennDOT crews are here now. They have part of the road blocked off. We've seen them driving around in the area. Beaver County 911 says that this road will be closed for most of the day.
Another problem area is in the North Hills, where Reese Run Road was covered by a landslide 2 weeks ago. A new building is going up on the North Shore, and as KDK Radio's Joe DeStio reports, the Landing Hotel Pittsburgh will connect to Rivers Casino.
Rush Street Gaming, which operates a casino, delayed a decision on the hotel during state gaming expansion into many casinos. Now it's decided to go ahead with a $60 million hotel. Rivers GM Bill Keena says it takes the casino to another level.
I can tell you the employees are super excited about this. I'm excited about it. It's something that we needed really to be a regional destination market now.
219 rooms, seven-story contemporary design connecting to the casino on the first and third floors. City approval still needed.
I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.